This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR.
Kia ora, I'm Adam Clayton and this is the 80s at 8. It's the week of November the 30th. And yes, it's your show which plays just great music of the 1980s. Now first up this week is a song by Jimmy Cliff. Now Jimmy Cliff just died recently on the 24th of November 2025 at the age of 81. And this song of his was released in 1983 and quickly became one of his most iconic songs. The track features infectious reggae rhythms, vibrant percussions, and Jimmy Cliff's unmistakable soulful vocals. Its lyrics invite listeners to embrace the spirit of the night, celebrating unity and joy through music and dance. With a catchy chorus and uplifting energy, the song became a staple at parties worldwide. The song achieved international success, charting in several countries and solidifying Jimmy Cliff's status as a reggae legend. It's Jimmy Cliff with Reggae Night.
Turn on the light, make it shine bright. And listen to this.
Jam it.
Take that.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Jimmy Cliff with Reggae Night from 1983. And that was our tribute to Jimmy Cliff, who just died recently on the 24th of November. Up next is a song by Dragon, which was released in 1989 and quickly became an anthem for nostalgia and reflection. The song features a soaring chorus and heartfelt lyrics about growing up and looking back on youthful days. Its melodic arrangement blends soft rock and pop, highlighted by evocative keyboard and guitar work. Mark Hunter's distinctive vocals convey both longing and hope, resonating deeply with listeners. This song captures the bittersweet passage of time, encouraging appreciation for memories and lesson learned. The track found success in New Zealand and Australia, cementing Dragon's legacy as influential storytellers. It's Dragon and Young Years.
We'll be right back.
This is the 80s at 8, and that was Dragon with Young Years from 1989. Up next is a song by Everything But the Girl. It's a poignant ballad which was originally written by Danny Whitten and popularised by Rod Stewart. This duo's version, released in 1988, features Tracy Thorn's delicate, emotive vocals and a subtle acoustic arrangement. The song's lyrics express heartbreak and vulnerability as the narrator struggles to cope with the pain of lost love. Tracy Thorn's voice conveys a quiet strength, blending sorrow and understated resilience. The gentle instrumentation, including soft guitar and restrained strings, enhances the song's tender mood. This song received acclaim for its soulful interpretation and emotional depth. It's Everything But the Girl, and I Don't Want to Talk About It.
I can tell by your eyes that you've probably been crying forever. And the stars in the sky don't mean nothing to you, they're a
listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Everything But the Girl, and I Don't Want to Talk About It, from 1988. Up next is a song by Genesis, which was released in 1986. It is a powerful commentary on political unrest and societal anxieties of the time. The song features driving drums, urgent guitar riffs, and Phil Collins' impassioned vocals, creating a sense of urgency and tension. Its lyrics confront themes of chaos, leadership, and the search for hope amidst turmoil. The track is known for its memorable anthemic chorus and direct thought-provoking message. Its iconic music video, featuring satirical puppets of world leaders, further cemented its impact and cultural relevance. The song achieved commercial success, reaching the top 10 in several countries. Its genesis was Land of Confusion.
We'll be right back.
This is the 80s at 8, and that was Genesis with Land of Confusion from 1986. Our next song is also from 1986, and it's by Five Star. It became one of the group's signature hits, celebrated for its smooth blend of pop and R&B. The song features an upbeat, soulful melody, complemented by rich harmonies and vibrant synthesizers. Its optimistic lyrics speak of unwavering love and support, promising devotion through good times and bad. Lead vocalist Denise Pearson delivers a heartfelt performance, adding warmth and sincerity to the track. This song achieved commercial success, reaching the top 10 in the UK singles chart and becoming a favourite on radio and at parties. It's Five Star with Rain or Shine. To the 80s at 8, and that was Five Star with Rain or Shine from 1986. Coming up after the break here on the 80s at 8, more great music of the 1980s.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
Welcome back to the 80s at 8. I'm Adam Claydon, and on the 80s at 8, we play just great music of the 1980s. Now up next is a song by George Michael, which was released in 1988 as part of his acclaimed debut solo album, Faith. The track features an energetic, funky groove driven by punchy bass lines and sharp percussion. The song explores themes of temptation and unhealthy relationships, using the metaphor of a monkey as a lingering burden or bad habit. George Michael's dynamic vocal performance adds emotional depth and urgency to the song. The song topped the US Billboard Hot 100, becoming George Michael's fourth straight number one single from Faith. The song's infectious hooks and bold rhythm make it a standout in his catalogue. It's George Michael and Monkey. You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was George Michael with Monkey from 1988. Up next is a song by Hall & Oates, which was released in 1981. It is an upbeat pop classic celebrated for its infectious energy and joyful spirit. The song features lively keyboard riffs, catchy melodies, and dynamic vocal harmonies from Daryl Hall and John Oates. Its lyrics convey a sense of optimism and delight, capturing the euphoria of love and newfound happiness. The track's cheerful chorus and bouncy rhythm make it instantly recognizable and endlessly replayable. The song has appeared in numerous films and TV shows, solidifying its place in pop culture. The song achieved commercial success, becoming one of the duo's most beloved hits. It's Hall & Oates and You Make My Dreams. The 80s at 8, and that was Hall & Oates and You Make My Dreams from 1981. Up next is a song by Heart, which was released in 1987 and quickly became one of the band's signature power ballads. The song features soaring vocals from Ann Wilson, whose emotive delivery captures the vulnerability and longing in the lyrics. Driven by dramatic piano chords and sweeping guitar, the song builds to a powerful, heartfelt chorus. Its lyrics explore themes of unrequited love and yearning, resonating deeply with listeners. The production blends rock intensity with melodic sensitivity, creating an unforgettable emotional impact. The song topped the US Billboard Hot 100, marking a major commercial success for Heart. It's Heart with Alone. Listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Heart with Alone from 1987. Next is a song by Gladys Knight. It is the powerful theme song for the 1989 James Bond film of the same name. The track showcases Gladys Knight's soulful voice, blending dramatic orchestration with a sweeping cinematic feel. Its lyrics evoke themes of danger, romance, and intrigue, reflecting the film's suspenseful atmosphere. The song's bold arrangement features stirring strings and brass, capturing the essence of a classic Bond anthem. Gladys Knight's emotive delivery adds depth and intensity, making it a memorable contribution to the franchise. This song received critical acclaim for its vocal performance and production. It's Gladys Knight and License to Kill.
Ooh, found you. In the bleak of the night, I'll be there too. And you better know why I'm gonna make a play. Till that dying day. Till that dying day. Till that dying day.
This is the 80s at 8, and that was Gladys Knight with License to Kill from the 1989 James Bond movie License to Kill. This week's last song is by Goanna, which was released in 1982 and stands as a landmark in Australian rock music. The track features a compelling blend of driving guitar riffs and didgeridoo, creating a distinctive earthy sound. Its lyrics confront Australia's colonial history and the dispossession of Indigenous peoples, delivering a powerful social message. Shane Howard's passionate vocals channel both anger and hope, urging listeners to reflect on justice and reconciliation. The song's chorus is anthemic and memorable, resonating with audiences across generations. This song became a chart hit and remains widely respected for its honesty and activism. It's Goanna with Solid Rock.
Not in a hurry anyway. Someone like, yeah, well, someone like, someone like,
someone like,
someone like, oh, and now you're standing on
solid rock.
Listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Goanna with Solid Rock from 1982. And that's it for the 80s at 8 for this week. Now, if you haven't already, make sure you check out our website at Manawatu People's Radio. Just go to npr.nz/show/the80s at 8. And on that site, you can hear this episode again and also previous episodes of the 80s at 8. Check us out on Facebook as well at facebook.com/the80s at 8, where the 8 is E-I-G-H-T. So until next time, have a good week. Bye for now.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.